new tune. Loving it.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm really super happy with it. Actually, there's two, that one and another one that I'm working on right now that was written by Aaron that can't wait for people to hear too. It's funny, you know, putting out music during this COVID times, but still able to do it, which is weird, but different, but still possible. So.
So how is it working for you? What's changed for you in the recording process?
Oh, I mean, to start with, I'm not in Nashville. I'm home in my house, and everybody is. So everybody's tracking all the instruments in their homes and then sending them to my producer. I'm recording vocals in my house, which I'm not even, you know, well-versed in doing, but, you know, being guided by my producer on how to do it and what gear to use and how to do things, and then sending him the tracks, and then he's doing it all. And the whole thing is just bizarre and different, but it's working. So we were able to do Gone As It Gets, my last single, that way, and then Buzzed Up, and now working on another one. So, yeah.
Awesome. Now, Buzzed Up, what's the story behind this song?
It was written by Aaron Goodvin and a guy in Nashville by the name of Skip Black that basically I had reached out to Aaron. We were chatting and seeing what songs that he had available that might work that he wrote for me, and heard both of them, demos that he had done, and really enjoyed them, really dug it from the beginning, and, you know, just a good... you know, meet a girl at a bar kind of song, and, you know, catches you off guard type thing, and like the whole vibe and the instrumentation that he had. And then when my producer and I gave it a whirl, he had additional ideas that he wanted to do slightly different and music wise. And, you know, we were able to do that one and Gone As It Gets, my last single, at the exact same time. Back in, God, it must have been almost a year ago now that we recorded them. And now we just finished the instruments for a new single, Cut to the Chase, that Aaron also wrote, and super excited to get that one out. It's a, you know, more, you know, upbeat, I guess. It's an up-tempo version where these are kind of the slower to mid-tempo songs, the last two. So Aaron's just a great writer. I mean, I think in Buzzed Up, I think the songwriting is amazing in it, and I'm glad we were able to get it out. So far, feedback's been great, and yeah, I'm just super happy with it.
Well, I'm really digging the tune. Now, not only are you recording music and doing all this, you have a full-time job and a family, and what's the challenges you face scheduling everything?
it's definitely a challenge. It's always been, but I've just kind of, I don't know, I've been doing it now since 2015, really. The music started for me back then when I decided to, you know, prior to that, I used to just, you know, play guitar in various bands and for different artists and stuff. But in 2015, I decided to, you know, do my own thing and record a single, which led to an EP, which led to another EP, and so on and so on. And, you know, I've always been in this juggle mode of family and work and music. And I don't know, I can't actually imagine, you know, one of the pieces missing, because, you know, the work helps enable me financially to do the music, which then the music, you know, also financially enables me to do things with my family that I otherwise, you know, may not have done. And everything is kind of full circle. We just kind of make sure that when I juggle time with the family, that it's dedicated to them. And we do lots of cool, fun stuff to make sure everybody feels like I'm not dropping the ball in different areas, but yeah, it's a task, but it's one that I enjoy doing. And my wife also helps me to kind of coordinate everything. She's also obviously working full time in a busy job, and you know, it takes a lot of planning and scheduling, but we're able to get through it.
Yeah, it takes a village to run a bunch of jobs.
basically, you know, it's two full-time jobs. Yeah. Music has been full-time for sure. And, you know, my regular day job is also a full-time job. So, like, you know, three full-time jobs in our household plus children. So, definitely busy.
And not only that, you kind of have your own merch line. I've seen, like, the Country AF brand I see everywhere.
Yeah, it's taking off. We had... you know, obviously the AF, a little pun with that, but also my initials and my name. And, you know, it was suggested to me that it would make a good merch line. So it's just expanded and partnered with Shopify to have an online store. And it's been doing quite well. Actually, it's quite a neat venture because, you know, obviously people that follow my music, gravitate to it, but also those that may not even know about my music, they find that first through the online store. And then, hopefully the idea is that it brings them at some point to my music as well. So very cool.
Yeah, one helping the other, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get me one of those country AF hats.
Oh, we have everything from hats to, oh God, I don't even know, aprons in the kitchen and all kinds of stuff.
I think I saw tights on there too, right?
Yeah, there's leggings like yoga pants and all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome, man. Andrew, thank you so much for your time today. Love the new tune. When the new stuff comes out, man, don't hesitate. Reach out. We'll get you back on here, and I can't wait for the day that we can get you back in studio because you're only in Sackville.
Yes, it's very, very close by, so it's definitely always cool to come see in person and hang out. But, we got to do what we got to do, and hopefully the way we handle things, you know, provincially, we're in a good spot right now, so... Mm-hmm. Hopefully we continue so that we can get back to normal at some point because, you know, as much as I love playing shows, you know, the solo acoustic stuff, nothing is better than for a crowd of people playing with your band and with your buddies in your band. So kind of really missing that. It's been over a year now pretty much. So
yeah,
I'd love to get back to that at some point soon.
It'll be great to get back to that and festivals and just being around the whole live music scene.
Yeah, 100%. But appreciate it so much, Cruz. Always. Happy to chat and enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, man. You have yourself a great day. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Bye-bye.